Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. Have you ever been poked?
Yeah. One time I was young, experimenting with things.
You mean like on social media, like a social media poke?
Yeah, poke.
I don't know if I have.
Really?
I don't even know what app that's on.
It's on Facebook.
Okay, then no. Okay.
Really?
I don't think so.
I've been poked.
I've never responded to a poke.
Okay. See, when I was young, poke meant something else.
What did it mean?
It meant, you know, doing that whole horizontal mambo.
Intercourse.
We have children listening.
That's a very medical term.
That's true. So poke is coming back on Facebook.
It was gone?
It was gone.
We missed it so much.
And you know who wants to get poked?
Who wants to get poked?
Gen Zers.
Why do they want to get poked?
I don't know. It's like 60% of all the pokers and the pokies.
What does a poke mean? Like, hey, I'm just getting your attention?
Like, yeah. So like under message, instead of message, be like, poke.
Social media is so stupid.
Poke.
It really is.
You know, there's somebody right now who's reading about this new trend.
Mm-hmm.
Poke. P-O-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
Probably going, it's like a poke bowl.
Right. You know, sounds delicious.
Yes. Hey, listen, it's Kim Commando today because after all, it's your fun podcast about all things digital. And I'm, of course, Kim Commando. And joining me is
Andrew Babinski.
Drum roll, please. And if you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, I just want to let you know that we have a video version that we do live every single day, 11:30 a.m. Pacific time, which is, Andrew, do the math.
2:30 on the East Coast.
Yes. See, that public education does pay off from
now. Don't ask me what it is in Kansas. It's too difficult.
You know what? I always get confused, right? It's like right in that, you know, Kansas, Tennessee, yeah. Sometimes like parts of Texas.
Mountain and Central. No, I don't know any of them.
See, and then we get screwed up here.
We're dumb.
I know.
We're so dumb. It's we don't change our clock. Like I'm going to Vegas and I'm thinking about flying and it's a negative flight. I will land 10 minutes after I left Phoenix, and it's just to Vegas. It's the stupidest thing on the planet.
Okay, but the craziest thing is when I came back from Japan.
I mean,
leaving Japan, Tokyo, at 5:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday, and then arriving into Phoenix on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Back in time. But it's the same thing. I'm just going 10 minutes.
So what are you talking about today?
We are talking about Amazon and how they are trying to help the stress level of their employees.
Oh, you know what? They're mm-hmm. just always so nice.
They're always looking out. They're always looking out for their employees.
You know who we have with us today? I love her. Cashmere Hill.
Yeah.
She is so smart.
Then I'm very intimidated by her.
You're going to have to sit up straight for this one.
Okay. I'll use big words.
She's a really big time New York Times investigative reporter. And we've talked about it here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we have our cars and our cars are what now? Just rolling computers?
Sure. Smart cars.
Yes.
All of them, whether you know it or not.
And how much they're tracking. And
so everything.
Well, Cashmere broke the story for the New York Times. Where she's going to be joining us.
I wonder how she feels that after she broke the story, then we talk about it, and then I literally see it everywhere. Everyone else just copies and pastes everything, all the work she did.
We should ask her that.
Because that would annoy the living bad word out of me.
You know, I was talking to my editor at the Daily Mail this morning.
Right.
And we were just talking about content. And I said to her, you know, I'm so tired about writing about like the secret location of the Apple Maps. And, you know, and she's right. Like, yeah, but you know what? People click on that.
They like it. But you click on those stories?
Of course.
Of course. Exactly. Okay.
But then what happens is the Sun picks up my stories from the Daily Mail.
11 hidden exactly. Apple secrets.
All right. Let's talk about the five things that are happening in tech right now. Okay. Starting with number one, guess what? TikTok, back in the news.
Is it?
Yes.
It's been in the news lately?
I know about this whole China, communist China app. But now the young folks on TikTok are saying that the reason why it's getting banned, are you ready for this?
Well, I think I know the answer.
It's because of the Jews.
Then I did not know the answer.
Right.
The Jews?
Yes. The all these vids are just trending on TikTok about how it's really the Jewish people who are against TikTok. Okay. And it's the House of Representatives because they're all Jewish.
Oh, the House of Representatives is all Jewish? I didn't know that.
Yes.
I've been out of the politics scene for a couple of years and didn't know that it was all Jewish.
Well, I looked it up, Pew Research. Mm-hmm. What do you think the percentage of people who say that they're Jewish in the House is?
40 people would be 10%. So I'll say about 10%.
6% are Jewish. Okay. So you're pretty close. So now you have to think about, like, so who would be spreading this conspiracy theory? I mean, where did this really come from? I wonder if it's the communist Chinese people who are saying that.
Who are taking those videos that say that opinion and then just pushing them to everyone else.
Exactly. So if you see that video out there, just go, what? No, not going to happen. Meanwhile, this gal, Anna Marie, she went to Shein. And she ordered a really cute dress online.
Okay, it was so super cute.
I was so super cute, and I just love it.
Fit check.
Yes. And she gets it, and inside the box is a vial of blood.
What?
Yes, and a can of beans.
Was that supposed to? Is that what she ordered?
No, she just wanted the cute little dress.
Where did the blood come from?
Shein says they have no idea where that came from, and FedEx says, we don't know nothing about nothing.
So it's possible it's fake, that she planted the blood and the can of beans in the box.
And then she did a video, and guess how many times it's been viewed so far?
It's got to be in the millions, tens of millions.
7.4 million.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Pretty close.
So you think it's fake blood, real beans?
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, this is a question that I get all the time. Kim Commando, why do I have to pay a monthly fee for Microsoft Office? You remember when you used to be able to go to the software store and you'd get a box and it'd have a manual in it with a CD?
When I was a kid, our software was all retail.
And it was hardware, too. Okay.
Right.
So Microsoft apparently is coming back. Office 2024, they're going to have a no subscription version.
Good.
It doesn't have a couple of bells and whistles. It's not going to have
the AI,
Microsoft Publisher, because we all love that, and also Teams.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, if you just need a word processor, you know, that old software, the old versions of that software sells like hotcakes.
Does it? We have some upstairs.
Oh, it sells so fast. One time I got a
John,
box.
Are you listening? John, we need the money.
I got a box of like three versions ago on Microsoft Office. Had about 10 copies of it with 10 unique numbers, and I put them up on eBay. All of them sold within an hour and a half.
How much you get?
Probably 40, 45 bucks a piece.
Wow.
And I got them for free.
How'd you get them for free?
Someone was going to throw them away.
Oh.
And I was like, I'll take those.
All right.
And it's 2 hours, sold out.
God, you're just like a little entrepreneur.
I mean, it's a little side hustle.
So proud. So proud.
Chip off the old Kim.
Yay. UCLA engineers have created something really remarkable, is that if you have a voice disorder,
mm-hmm.
You can now put a little square right here.
Is it an implant or just
no,
a wearable?
It's a little wearable.
Okay.
You put it right here, and then it hits up the vibrations of what you're trying to say. Transmits to a receiver that then says exactly what you're trying to say.
Do you have to mouth it or just think it?
No, you have to mouth it.
You have to mouth it. Okay.
But the thinking part, that's the Elon Musk.
Right. That's coming.
Yes. So I thought that was really interesting.
That's really cool. There's tons of people with disabilities that is going to help.
Yeah. See, so this is a use of AI. Pretty remarkable.
Yeah. There's a lot of awful uses for AI, but I love this one.
Okay. Then finally this, your kids.
My children.
Yes.
My babies.
Your babies. Well, there's now a new trend among kids. Not so much wheezy.
No 6-year-olds.
No, but 10-year-olds.
Sure.
Okay. That now when they're sending text messages, they're using invisible ink.
That's hilarious.
Yes. And so in case you're wondering, how do I send a text message using, have you ever done it?
No, I've never. I mean, there's the, you can hold the button on the side.
Yeah. So you write your message and then you hold the button and then it pops off and it says invisible ink.
Maybe once to test it.
Okay. So I was sitting there. So I'm reading the story at the New York Post and I'm thinking like, you know, this is really interesting. And it's going to be in the newsletter tomorrow, which by the way, if you're not getting the newsletter.
You need to.
Yes. Hello.
It's free. What are you
waiting for? Sign up now. GetKim.com. On a tangent, but I'm back right now. So I decided, like, you know, I should try it out. So I'm thinking, like,
who could I send an invisible ink text to? Okay, I can't send it to Barry.
Why not?
Because he'd call me and say, Kim, what is this?
Come and fix my phone. Okay. The text message isn't showing up.
Exactly. That's what it would be. 100%. And I, you know, I can't send it to Ian because he's in class.
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't get my, I got like my hair a little bit done last night.
But you haven't had a haircut, would you say, since Thanksgiving?
She's coming over on Thursday. Okay. Give me a haircut. So I decided, well, I should send Nicole a text.
Right.
Okay. So Nicole has been doing my hair for, oh, I don't know, 10 years or so. And she is, just to give you a demographic, she's, I don't know, 37.
Okay.
She has a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Okay. So I said, I'm going to send her, I have to read you what she wrote. I have to send her, I'll send her an invisible ink text.
Right.
And say, thanks for coming over and doing my hair last night. Okay. So she says, OMG, the amount of time it took me to figure out that invisible ink is embarrassing.
So it's not something the 40-somethings are using.
I could just hear them like, what does it say?
Did I tell you about how teachers are using invisible ink?
No.
So in their assignments to their students to find out if they're using ChatGPT, they're writing up the assignment. So you must write an essay on the First World War, and it has to be 5 paragraphs long, and it has to include this event. And then in invisible ink, she writes, and it also has to talk about Frankenstein and pickles. And then she highlights that, turns it into a visible ink. So if you copy-paste, put it in ChatGPT, ChatGPT will include Frankenstein and pickles in the essay. And most of these kids are so lazy and stupid, they just copy and paste from ChatGPT, never proofread, and turn it in. And that's how teachers are catching kids, using the invisible ink.
Maybe we should be using that here.
Really? You think anyone here is foregoing their work by using ChatGPT?
No, they're not. But we do have a...
They should start.
We do have an annual subscription per employee. So it's not like I wouldn't know.
So sign up for the Frankenstein Pickle newsletter at getfrankensteinpicklekim.com.
That would be it. Oh, speaking of, we are giving away $500. You want $500.
Anybody wants $500.
Okay, I want to give... Well, not you.
No, I'm an employee.
Let me talk to the camera. They're more important. No, I want to give you $500. Really, just $500. I'm going to give you $500. And what do I want in return? Just one thing. I want you to look at one newsletter. That's it. Just subscribe to one newsletter. Just get one issue. That's it. And you could win $500. So I know you're sitting there saying, hey, Kim Komando, I want $500. Yes. You know what we need?
What?
We need like a little thing like, I want $500. I want $500.
Just use that. She just did it.
$500.
Just record that and like we'll mix it, yeah, turn it into a hip hop song.
I need $500. Give me my luck. Lux.
That's even rhyme.
Well, here, let's see you try.
We'll work on it.
Come on.
I don't have one. I don't have a freestyle for $500. Just give me the $500.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, man.
Winfromkim.com. Maybe that's what it is. Winfromkim.com. I got to win from Kim.com. Yes. I'm going to win from Kim.com.
You're such a white lady.
It's like, remember Mike James used to dance with that overbite? God, it was so embarrassing. You should never do that again.
I won't.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily fun podcast about what? All things digital. We're so glad that you're here with us. And just a quick reminder that if you are watching, we'd love to get your comments. What is that? Like, comment, share?
Hey, welcome to the video. Make sure you smash the like button, comment, and share the podcast. Podcast.
Why do they say it like that?
No, and every single kid on YouTube does it.
It's like they're having a bowel movement.
And my son loves every single one of them. I'm like, that's the same line over and over and over again. He's just sitting there hitting the like, hitting the share, just doing what he's told.
Well, you taught
obey.
Him well. That's it. That's it. So hit that like, comment, share button. I can't do it like that.
It's if you comment on the show on any of the forums, Facebook and on YouTube, we read the comments at the end of the show. So all the best comments, Maddie will bring them down and we'll read them.
All right. So we've been talking about this for what, a couple of weeks now?
Yeah. Which is something I had no idea was even a thing until you brought it up.
Really? You never thought about it?
Never even thought about it. I'm actually shopping for a new vehicle right now. And when you brought up the story about the Lexus Nexus report, it totally connected wires on something they were trying to sign me up for.
What were they trying to sign you up for?
They're like, you can get internet in the car. And right. So you always have Wi-Fi wherever you go. And I was like, oh, that's not something. And they're like, okay, we'll give it to you free for 2 years. Because they want to make sure for 2 years, my car is always connected so that they can track it.
No, they're just being nice.
But I never really would have thought about that when I was negotiating the deal for the car. And then 2 days later, I come in here and we talk about this Lexus story. And I'm like, that's why they're giving it to me for 2 years, because they want to be able to track me.
Well, joining us right now is Kashmir Hill. And like I mentioned already, she's amazing. She's with the New York Times. And Kashmir, you broke the story about what's been going on with these car manufacturers.
I did. I found it because I was kind of hanging out in online car forums for people who love cars, as I understand you do, Kim.
Yes.
And they were talking about how their insurance was going up by 20%, 50%, doubling sometimes. And they would ask the insurance companies, you know, I haven't had an accident. I'm a safe driver. Why are you charging me more? And they would say, pull your LexisNexis report. And then they would find out that it had trip data about the last 6 months they've been in their car, including when they hard braked and hard accelerated, and they were shocked. They had no idea that their car was sharing this information about them.
Now, is it all car brands, or are there certain ones that seem to have a propensity for more of this tracking?
Well, the brand I was seeing over and over again in these forums was General Motors, people who drove, you know, Chevy Bolts, Corvettes, Camaros, GMC, you know, SUVs. These were the people who I was seeing make these reports that their insurance had gone up. And I talked to General Motors and they said, yeah, we have this program called Smart Driver.
Oh, that sounds, you know what, Kashmir, that sounds happy. I want to be a smart driver. I want that.
Oh, it's very happy. You get digital badges like Brake Genius and Speed Limit Hero if you turn it on, you know. It's like a driving coach. And it didn't mention anywhere that if you turn this on, it wasn't just about GM giving you feedback. It was about GM giving your data over to LexisNexis and another data broker called Verisk, and that those data brokers would then release it to insurance companies. On top of that, some people that were enrolled in Smart Driver said, what is Smart Driver? I didn't turn this on. Like, how did this happen? And it turns out that oftentimes what you're talking about at the dealership, you know, there's a salesperson that's really encouraging people to turn on connected services, OnStar in GM's case, and they get bonuses if they get you to do that. And so they may have been turning on OnStar, turning on Smart Driver for people who had no idea.
Yeah, they were trying to sell me on this GM connected thing with the pickup, and it was like $30 a month. And I was like, I don't know, I have a Wi-Fi on my phone.
If we need the internet,
yeah. And then it was automatically for free. It went from $30 a month to 2 years for free with no pushback, no questions asked, because I'm not going to look what I'm agreeing to. I'm not going to look at the terms of service. I'm just going to sign.
And that's what people do.
Yes.
I mean, they just sign. I've never tried. I've never even looked. Have you ever, Kashmir, have you ever looked at your LexisNexis reports?
Yes, I pulled it while I was working on this story. And I do have a GM car. Actually, my driving data wasn't there. My husband is pulling his report because the car is more associated with his email address. So I don't know. We may find out that our driving data has been collected. I did find very strange things in my LexisNexis report. Like, I was associated with my sister's AOL address, email address from the 90s when we were in high school. And it was for some reason in my LexisNexis file.
So can you opt out of the data tracking, or is it just when you buy the car, this is it?
Yeah. I mean, GM said people are supposedly knowingly enrolling in Smart Driver, and they said they can opt out, that you can opt out at any time. But it is the case. It's not just GM. There's lots of different car companies that are doing this, the same kind of driver feedback program. If you enroll in it, your data is kind of making its way over to the insurance industry. But in general, like once you turn on connected services for your car, you're sending data back from your car to these companies. And so even just turning it on means that they're getting that data and they may be selling it or sharing it, if not with the insurance industry, then maybe with other third parties. And I'm sure you read the privacy policy on your car or on your car app.
No, somewhere.
Now, you said your husband was working on getting his LexisNexis report. How difficult is it?
It's pretty easy. And I, you know, sometimes it's hard to get husbands to do things.
Yes, I understand. I'm right here with you.
But so you have to go to LexisNexis consumer disclosure report. You have to give your name. You have to give your address. You have to give your social security number, which makes some people uncomfortable. So you do have to hand over data to get the data. And I definitely have heard from readers who say, I don't want to give LexisNexis that information.
They already have it.
Yeah, they do. I should reassure those readers. I'm sure they already have it.
So does it cost anything?
No. So this is covered by the Fair Credit Reporting Act. The same act that lets you get your credit report every year for free is the LexisNexis Risk Solutions is complying with that law. And so you can get this report. They said you can get it as many times as you want for free.
Can you opt out of being reported on by LexisNexis? Can you just opt out of the entire system?
Yes. So you can't really opt out of their collecting your data. If you see something in your report you don't like, you can file a dispute to try to get it out of your report. And you can say, LexisNexis, I don't want you sharing this data with anyone. You can put basically a freeze on your file. But if you do that, you get very ominous language that says, hey, if you apply for a mortgage, you're trying to open a bank account. If you have this frozen, you're probably not going to be able to do that. So you're kind of in a bind.
So I guess if you don't want to get tracked, right, you don't sign up for the connected services, whatever it may be.
Ride a bicycle?
I was going to say, I have a 1946 pickup truck. Okay, I'll be right there. Might take me a little while to get to work, but I'll be there.
Yes, I mean, if your car has a tape deck, you're probably good. It's not leaking any information about you.
Now, Andrew, you had a question for Kashmir. You wanted to ask her.
So we talked about this. Kim saw your story. She brought it onto the podcast. We talked about it. I hadn't heard about it before. And it kind of blew me away while we were talking about it real time. Then the next day, I see someone reporting on it. Then the next day, I see 312 people reporting on it. And how does that feel for you as you go out there, do all the hard work, and then everybody else just copies and pastes your story. And, you know, in the 18th paragraph, they cite where they got the information from. How do you feel when you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Johnny Appleseed. You know? I'm wandering across the media landscape, throwing out the seeds for everyone to follow up on it. I do feel that ultimately, I just want drivers to know about this and to know, if their car's leaking data about them. And I think the bigger issue here is that the car companies are allowed to do this. They can bury this in the privacy policy, and that makes it okay. That may not be the case. There was a driver in Florida, a Cadillac driver, who couldn't get insurance because of what his car was leaking about him, who's filed a class action lawsuit. I really think we need a stronger privacy law in this country that gives us more rights over what's done with our data. And so if it helps to have, thousands of other bloggers kind of jump on this, other journalists report on it, great. Like, that's the point of the journalism, is to have an impact. So I don't mind. As long as they put that link in there and give me credit, I'm fine with it.
So, Kashmir, one last question. So if somebody's driving, or somebody's going, like, Andrew, you're going to buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
What are some red flags that they should watch out for?
I mean, to be honest, cars today are computers on wheels.
They are.
They have hundreds of sensors inside, cameras. I mean, they know how much you weigh because there's sensors in the seats that are detecting the weight of the person that's sitting there, because they want to know if it's a child in the passenger seat, turn off the airbag. So there's all kinds of sensors. A lot of them are about safety, but they're now being repurposed for data collection because, the automakers look at Google, they look at Facebook. They look at this very successful business model of collect data about your users and monetize it, and they want to do the same thing. So I do think this is kind of hard to avoid as a consumer, which is why I would push again back to that we need a privacy law that protects us from this. But yeah, I mean, if they want you to turn connected services on, and they're really saying, well, you get 30 days free, you get, you know, Andrew, you get 2 years free. Once you turn it on, you're saying yes to the privacy policy. Yeah. So you might get the service for 30 days, but you've agreed to hand over your data forever.
You know, I've always said, if it's free, you're the product.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
even
it.
If it costs $30,000, you're the product.
That's true. You're still the product. Hey, Kashmir, always a pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She's so awesome.
She did great.
She is. She's just
good
so
information.
Awesome.
I would suggest reading that entire article.
Oh,
it was
for sure.
Great information.
It is. All right. So, are you feeling stressed? You look a little stressed.
I'm okay now, but I know that there's help, and Amazon is here to save us all.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily great fun pod about all things digital. We have it in two flavors, audio and video. What are you laughing for?
I like that. The description of flavors.
Yes.
Two flavors.
Audio.
What do you prefer? Do you prefer chocolate or vanilla or video or audio of Kim? Which one? Everybody's got their favorite.
I mean, you know, some people find my voice soothing.
Yes.
Okay. And some people find my face pleasing.
Okay. Those are two positives. Let's wait for the shoe to drop on the other one. Never did.
You're here.
Some people think I'm gorgeous. Some people think I'm beautiful. They're going to have to fight about it.
It's just so hard being me. And I mean, think about the stress level I have.
Oh my gosh, stress everywhere.
Oh, we didn't tell people to comment.
Well, you shouldn't have transitioned to the story then.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we're coming back. I have total ADD. You know that.
Comment on, if you're watching us live on the video, on Facebook, YouTube, we're monitoring all the comments. And just drop them. Maddie's taking care of them and she's going to bring them down and we'll read them at the end of the show.
Okay, so now what are we talking about again?
Amazon.
Your face.
I'm trying to figure out how am I going to transition back. Amazon. We've all seen the stories of how hard it is to work at the warehouses of Amazon.
You know what? It has to be very difficult.
The demands that are on these warehouse workers are more than, I don't know, any job I've ever, that's not a, you know, a camp that I've seen described. We've had people die on the floor of an Amazon warehouse. They push it to the side and say, everybody get back to work. And the state comes in and fines them $7,000.
And it's not easy to be an Amazon driver either.
No, not any aspect of the Amazon retail business. But Amazon, you know, they try to do things. Well, they say they try. Do you remember in Christmas when you could write a letter to Pecky?
I don't remember that.
Okay, so Pecky is the Amazon mascot.
Okay, I didn't know.
You didn't know about this?
No, I don't even know about Pecky.
It's like this little, orange blob that has a smiley face on it, and it is the warehouse mascot. And during the Christmas holiday, they said, hey, if you're having financial troubles, write a letter to Pecky, and maybe one of your wishes will get answered.
Oh, how nice.
That was their cure for your financial troubles. So now they have a new thing for stress. It's called the Zen Booth.
The Zen Booth.
It's on the floor of Amazon warehouses, and it's this little box that when you walk in, it's very floral. There's little.
Oh, there, we're showing it right there.
Yeah, right there. It's the size of, I don't know,
looks like a phone
closet.
Booth.
Phone booth, good description. And you walk in, it's green. There's a computer screen. There's plants everywhere. The roof is painted like a blue sky.
You know, I'm just feeling relaxed just you talking about that.
And then you turn on the screen and it has meditations for you to follow. And one of this all got leaked by one of the Amazon workers. And he turned on the meditation and it said, close your eyes.
Okay.
And think happy thoughts. Things that make you happy.
Okay.
Now go back to work. The Amazon employees are figuring that this is an insult and it's not really going to help with the stresses of the work. And this is just Amazon basically building a bunch of blue boxes with some touch screens in it to make them look like they care about the employees, but they really don't.
100%.
But we were actually talking about it behind the scenes here, like the stresses of working in podcast production and, you know, 400 radio stations or 400 plus radio stations are counting on you every single week.
You know what it is? You know, we have a lot of deadlines
to deliver a radio show
and quality product. I mean, if we're having a bad day,
yeah,
you have to just like pretend.
And
you're
I
not having a bad
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly. You just got to move past
right.
it. And I said, you know, there's got to be stresses here. And they're like, yeah, well, we actually have the same thing that they have at Amazon. Do you? And I said, really? And they're like, yeah. And they brought it out here and they put it on the set. And this is it.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
It's so relaxing.
Are you feeling better?
I am.
You know,
that's so it's awesome. Dark in here. It's calming. It's also an advertisement for the website.
Of course.
So, you know, you can't do anything without pushing Kim products. But yeah, I feel so much better.
It says relax on the box.
Yeah, it demands that you relax.
Yes, yes.
So this is, you know, our attempt at being as caring and open-minded about their employees as Amazon.
Did we put holes in that so you could breathe?
I'm doing okay. Okay. I'm doing fine. I take it off now?
Let me see. I don't know if you're quite relaxed.
So yeah, we're reaching out.
Well, I'm glad to see that you appreciate the efforts.
I thank you.
Because, you know, a lot of people that, you know, they would say like, well, that's just a box.
It's just a cardboard box I put on my head.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today. It's your Daily Fun Podcast. Just a quick reminder to make sure that you sign up for our free newsletters. You're going to love them. You sign up over at
GetKim.com.
GetKim.com. You're going to love it. Join 500,000 folks. That's a lot of people.
It is.
I mean, it's a lot of people. I was in a meeting and I just mentioned like, oh, we have a newsletter that goes out to 500,000. And the guy's like, wait, you have a newsletter that goes out to 500,000 people every day?
There's like sitcoms on CBS that get 500,000 people watching.
I know.
That's huge.
It is huge. But we always need more. And so if you do get the newsletter, tell one person, just one person. You know what my goal is?
World peace?
2 million subscribers.
Okay.
Well, I would like world peace. Don't get
but
me
you'd
wrong.
You'd rather have 2 million subscribers. I'd rather have 2 million subscribers.
And then also winfromkim.com because I want to give you $500.
What was your song again?
Winfromkim.com. Or maybe it should be like, maybe it should be more like loungy.
We should have AI try to come up with a winfromkim.com, give you $500 jingle and see what they produce.
Oh, hey, Mads, can you do that?
We can. Oh, yeah. There's so many web resources.
Yeah, we should do that. All right. So we're going to talk about Kate Middleton in just a second. Okay. So, but we have some comments.
Sure.
Which I love. Look at I love when we get so many comments.
That was a huge stack.
Yeah, it's a huge stack. We won't have time to go through all of them, but I'm going to try. We're going to go real fast. Colorado Light. Hi, Kim-san. Japanese formal name. Thank you so much.
Yeah, she's been in Japan for a whole week, and now she needs a Japanese formal name.
There's a white orb flying into Andrew's head from the left every 10 seconds.
That's my microphone. That's when I turn my head.
Love it. Let's see. Alan Coates says, hi, Kim and Andrew. He said, can you put the instructions in the current for pulling the LexisNexis report? Absolutely. I look forward to your newsletter every morning. Thank you, Alan. Love that.
I'm definitely doing it. I'm pulling mine.
So am I. Lou Mello says, Boxhead Andrew.
I was relaxing.
Seward Ward says, that box is hilarious. Thank you. Let's see. Lou also says he's going to check out the insurance check out the LexisNexis because his wife insurance went up by 20%.
Mine went from 180 to 265 in like 4 months. So there's got to be something on there. Maybe it's all the drag racing I'm doing. No, that can't be it.
That can't be it. That can't be it. 24-hour boss. I don't think I heard how we can lower our insurance rates. I don't think you can.
Buy a 1980 Pontiac.
I don't think you can. Special K writes, people wanted all this tech in their cars and now it's coming back to bite them in the you know what, with higher insurance costs, higher repair costs, and the cars spying on them.
But we have no one else to blame but ourselves. We all sit there and check that box. We all, without reading it, gave them all the permission to get all of our information.
Yes.
My car, my current vehicle, when I get home, connects to my Wi-Fi network. Every time I pull in the driveway.
My car is totally connected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
And you're not a great driver. I mean, not great, great. I'm taking it back. You're not a slow driver.
I'm not a fast. What are you looking at me like that for?
You don't think you're a fast driver?
Sometimes.
Compared to who? Mario Andretti? Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
I don't think I'm that fast of a driver.
If you weren't that fast of a driver, this sentence wouldn't have started with that long of a pause.
You know, because I was having visions of
speeding.
Of one thing that I have done recently that I was like, I was going down 32nd Street and I was like, whoa.
Every time you tell us a story of you running late, it ends with you speeding.
What do you mean?
You've told so many stories about you running cameras and the speed cameras going off, and you're just smiling because you're blazing by them.
You know, today,
yeah,
I actually looked down, and I was going 41 in the 40-mile-an-hour. Thank you. The video from yesterday, his name's Scott. It's not 7H3D34.
Oh, good. Finally, we got Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Scott is so much better to say than 7H543.
Just start all your comments with, hey, this is from Scott, or Scott here.
Scott. That video from yesterday was interesting. It was. If you missed it, you should definitely go watch the video that we put at the very end of yesterday's podcast.
And what's crazy, and it didn't even connect until I got in my car and I was driving home, you said that thing's going to be available in 2 years. I mean, we are 2 years away from being the Jetsons.
But the voice, the cadence, that was really something. Diane Snyder writes, yes, $500. Love hearing and reading your tech ideas. I love you more than I love Andrew, and I just have to say it because it's the truth.
None of this is real.
No, that was not real. Okay, that was not true.
But I'm sure it's the truth, but it wasn't written down.
I just felt.
Yeah, you felt that.
Felt that.
The love coming through.
Oh, once again, every day, yes. Okay, so Kate.
Milton?
She's been seen.
She was at a farmer's market.
Yes, on Sunday.
Smiling and walking and
holding bags.
Enjoying life.
Yes.
Like a normal human living person.
You know, and I was watching it and I saw her walking out with William. And I thought to myself, you know, the last time that Barry and I left like AJ's or a farmer's market, I don't remember like walking like going.
You weren't ecstatic that you just got a great deal on toilet paper?
No,
and fresh cucumbers?
It looks so phony baloney to me.
Staged or fake?
Can I say both?
I don't
either,
know.
Either,
I
mean, or?
Oh, you can say either or.
Can we play the video?
Yeah. And this was sold to TMZ.
Yes.
Now, I actually did a deep dive on this because anyone on social media right now who's bringing up Kate Middleton and the conspiracy theories is blowing up. Their videos are getting so many views. This is such a top of interest
then
right
we
now.
We need to have it. We need to have our own. I've spotted Kate.
Now, the people in the community see them all the time, out and about. This is where they live. But there's an understanding of respect that they're not going to film them. They're not going to take pictures, ask for them to take pictures, and that this is unprecedented. That not only would someone take a video of them coming out, but then sell it to TMZ. And the fact that that happened is leading a lot of people to believe that it's either fake or staged or old, where they found someone had a private video that they were in their collection that they secretly filmed and sold it to TMZ and set and changed the metadata on it and said that it was actually a current video.
Oh, see, I didn't even think of that.
Because it's like such taboo to bother them in public in their town where they're from because it's just a respect
I would
factor.
Believe that it's an older video.
You would?
Yes.
I mean, they looked happy. She looked the same. So where are you going? Why is your mind wrapping around this? Why are we bringing up the video?
Maddie was telling me today that she thinks that Kate had plastic surgery. She said she looks at that video. Yes.
I said this from the beginning.
And she said she looks a lot younger in that video. But maybe she's not younger in that video because she got a facelift.
Maybe she's younger in that video because that video was taken last year. People are also breaking down, like, look in the back. I think I see holiday decorations.
Oh.
This couldn't have been taken last month because there wouldn't have been Christmas decorations in the back. Look at the ground. The grass is green. It should be covered in snow. Like, there's so much. Why doesn't she just hold a press conference? Come out and say, I'm good. Everybody, stop.
No, because, you know, we're tired of hearing about these duplicates.
Is that how really we're going to end this?
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.